Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Code. I am your host, Dimanja Day. I have Taylor Davis and Andre Ziegler with me tonight. What's up, good people?
Hey.
We are missing one tonight. Medisa is not feeling well, so she is going to sit in the chat room so she can be involved, but she has no voice. We do not want her talking. We will not understand. So, hopes are put in, just gets a little better, and we will talk to her next week. How about that?
Oh, why she lose her voice? What was she doing?
I don't know, but honey, I done talked to her twice today. The first time I could understand her, the second time I could not. So I don't know what she was doing, but and whatever may have take her voice go away. I was doing some good stuff, like I She is actually talking about some hey y'all. So she is listening, but she cannot talk. So just hope our pudding just gets better.
Mm-hmm. I will find out the info later, people. I will find out the info.
All right, well, let's get this show on the road. Let me put the disclaimer on out there. We curse, we talk junk, we drink, we do a lot of things that we ain't supposed to do, but this is what we do. So, yeah. And I posted my mood. I think people feel bad about my mood. I don't care because I only came here for two reasons. And the two reasons why I came here is for the beaches and the drinks. So I'm here. That's where I'm at in my life. That's where I'm at. So, yeah. That's where we are.
Okay.
So the first topic tonight, we are going to talk about selfish people. Just selfish. All that whole me is all about me. You know, they sound like a whole Maya song. Y'all remember that song by Maya? It was Maya and Disco. it's like it's all about me, not about you. Y'all remember that song?
I remember.
You just listen to Maya. So that's where we're going with this. And we're talking about it when it even comes to friendship as well. in relationships. Like, people legit as are selfish when it comes to certain things. And let me tell you where the topic came from, and then we're going to talk about it. This is where the topic came from. It came from having a conversation with some of my friends and noticing that, you know, one of my friends is just, like, selfish when it comes to the friendship. They feel like they have to be in the know. They have to see everything. They have to know everything. You don't have to know everything. You know, like, just wait for the information. You ain't got to be all in the business and then get jealous when another person is hanging out with the other person more. Like, you're supposed to be their only friend. So, yeah, that's where the conversation came from. So how y'all feeling about selfish people? Hello, how you feeling, girl?
Okay, I am selfish to a degree. Like, I'm selfish with certain things. Like, I'm selfish with my food. I'm very selfish with my food. Like, your plate is your plate, my plate is my plate. Don't cross that line, and we cool. But I do feel like I do know some selfish people. Like, I do. Like, they're genuinely selfish. Like, I'm the type of friend, like, I never cut my phone off. Unless, like, I'm just out someplace, I don't have my charger, and my battery dies. Like, I always have my phone, and people that are close to me know that if it's really an emergency, like, it's something, you can call me. I will always answer. If I don't answer right at that moment, I will call you back. If I can't call you back, I will text you back, something. And when I pick up the phone, unless we've had a conversation prior, it's always what happened. There's no hello. It's always what happened. And I feel like I know people that aren't the same way with me. Like, I know that for a fact. And I try to, I've been, like, just letting people go here and there. Just, you know, okay, cool, all right. Like, they just text me randomly out the blue, like, hey, what's up? And then you get a, who is this? Who is this? And then I'll be like, oh, you don't got my number stored? No. And, I mean, not for nothing, like, my job, we use hot schedules. So, like, if we want to talk to each other, we can without actually having to text somebody. So everybody's number is listed. So there'll be times where it'll be, like, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm in the bed, and then all of a sudden, like, my phone will go off, like, 5 times in a row because somebody don't want to work. So can you pick up my shift type of situation? So I don't have everybody's number stored. So when I hit you with the who is this, just say who it is. Oh, I don't rock with you like that. Nope. I'm sorry. We was cool, but we're not cool like that anymore. And I hate the people that call only when they want something. Like, you only call me to ask me for $20.
Yeah.
Don't ask me for $20. Don't ask me for $10. Like, I had somebody hit me up like, yo, you can get, like, yo, you can loan me $200. What? You're bugging. No, I can't. Yeah, like, you went past the line. Like, I've never borrowed that much from somebody. The most I'll borrow is $20. But you just hold, like, $200. Like, you just was like, let me get $200. And you thought I was about to be like, oh, okay. Nah.
I know that's right. And the sick and shut in has decided to call in. She is on the line.
Not the sick and shut in. Please, not the sick and shut in. Hi, y'all. How y'all doing? I can't get this online. I should have worked. Oh, I got my attitude. I couldn't get the board. Huh?
I saw you sitting in there. You just have to connect your Facebook page to it if you want your name to show up. But I saw you sitting in there. You was in there, girl.
Girl. It's my cousin. my computer or something. I couldn't even type. It's pity. But hey, Taylor, what you on about?
I have questions.
Yeah.
So what exactly happened to you, ma'am? Was it just like the a little cold, or you know, was it from screaming, or like
I wish it was some screaming. I wish I could say that I was screaming to the top of my lungs or stuff that I really like to be doing, but no, it's been happening like the last few days. I don't know. You know, I've been be on the phone all day at work, and it's back and forth, like just bouts of it. I've been talking, and it'll be all right, and then it'll go away. So I don't know. I think I'm coming down with something. I don't know what the hell is going on, but if y'all can bear with me in this ratchet, raggedy sounding voice I got right now, then okay.
Oh.
I just don't.
Okay. Well, there you have it, people. It wasn't from screaming.
I wish I was screaming.
I thought we was going to get some juicy details.
Girl, trust and believe. As soon as I got some juicy details to tell you, I will tell you. Trust me.
I want to hear about hair follicles and all.
Girl, hair follicles. I'm talking about hair follicles, toenails, fingernails, whatever that girl, nerve endings. I'll tell you about it all. Trust and believe. Trust and believe.
I'm sorry. Whenever I'm having a bad day, I think about that conversation. That thing tickled me. She was like, my hair follicles. What?
Listen, okay, we're not talking about that right now. And
I'm sorry.
We just wanted to see if she needed to be on the phone. And so she's online at this point, and we are going to continue this conversation because you almost got sidetracked. We may come back to that later. But right now, we're going to talk about being selfish and whatnot. So, Dre?
I don't have a cell phone in my body.
What?
I don't have a cell phone. I'm not selfish. I'm really not.
That sounds like a lie.
No, it ain't.
Okay.
Yeah, I swear to God, it ain't. I look out if I got it. If I don't got it, I mean, it is what it is. But I don't like the fact that people take advantage of the shit, the nice stuff that I do. That irritates me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That would irritate my soul, too. That would irritate all my being, and I would tell people
about
my irritation.
And then, like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the whole thing that Taylor was talking about, like, borrowing money or whatever, I don't like the fact that I let you borrow money, and then I look on your Facebook page, and you at the club with a brand new hairdo, and you haven't paid me back yet.
I think that turns people into being selfish.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
an unselfish person selfish. So, I see.
That's why I have major trust issues. And then every time, you know what I'm saying, I'd be like, okay, well, you went out this weekend, you have fun. Oh, I got invited. I didn't pay for nothing, blah, 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 blah. Okay, and everything is not free. You know, sit here and tell me that your hair was free, getting in the club was free. Like, what the hell? I'm not retarded, man.
You sound very from shade to me.
Because
your hair. Now, this is me just playing devil's advocate. They might be like myself and know how to do their hair.
Nah,
I know how to do my hair.
Yeah.
I tried.
And see,
the club could be free. If somebody can't invite you out to the club and be like, hey, I'll pay your way, or I'm on the list.
I ain't trying to hear that. Not every weekend.
Well, I don't know about in North Carolina, but up here in Jersey, some of the clubs is like it's free before such and such time.
I mean, we can do it from time to time, but it's not like it every weekend, though. It's not. And I'm not, and especially like in the part of Crispian, like you clubbing in Raleigh. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay.
Well, I tried, but obviously I can't try to be helpful and make sure that they, you know. But if you want me to use my other special status skills that I have, which I get paid for, I can.
Wait a minute. What?
Girl, you know what I do. Girl, you know what I do during the daytime for my job, girl. You know what I do.
I didn't know where we was going with that. I was confused. I didn't know where we was going with that. I'm sorry. Okay, I followed. I can make some phone calls and whatnot, so if you need me to collect on some things, I can. I just charge a small fee. You have to pay me for my hours.
Wow.
You know, and people, and this is my thing. When someone does something out of the kindness of their heart for you, and you don't know how to, you know, say, you know, listen. I need you to give me my money. You said that you were borrowing and you didn't say I was giving to some fund as a donation. Get ready. You said you were going to borrow. That means borrowing you're going to give back. So therefore, I need you to give me my money back and or give me my dress back or give me my shoes back. I need you to give some of this stuff back because I'm trying not to be selfish. But the way you got me acting in these streets is going to make me be selfish. Because the next time you need something, the answer will be no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be, well, why? And it's going to be, you're the bad person at this point. And mm-hmm. It's saying also, so you don't want to help me? No, I don't want to help you. I wish I could, but I can't. For the simple fact is that you remember when you borrowed XYZ from me and you ain't returned that yet, you ain't even paid your previous bill, it shows me that your credit is bad with me. So therefore, no, you shall not borrow from this place again.
And my thing is, you know my situation. You know what I'm saying? You know that I'm sitting here rehabbing and I ain't got it like that, but still, I'll let you get it. And you like, oh, well, I got it. I ain't worried about it. I ain't going to think about paying you back. I'm like, damn, it's like that.
Mm-hmm. It's a special place in hell for people like that. And Medisa is right. People are just ungrateful, and they act like they're entitled.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how people act. They act like that, and they think it's okay. Well, guess what? It ain't. It's not okay. It's not. Get yourself chat somewhere and sit down. And then for me, when I'm talking about like the friend situation where friends act like you can't be friends with other people, it used to be this chick I used to hang out with. Like she was really cool. Like, but I knew that I could not take her around other people because of the way that she acts. She acted or whatnot. So when I would talk to my, let's say we were in the same place and one of my other friends called and she's like, well, why are you talking to her? Because I paid his motherfucking bill? What are you talking about? Like, what? Huh? Like, my thing was, like, why are you worried about who I am talking to? You're not my only friend. I am a people-ass person. So, therefore, guess what? I know people.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't understand why people feel like they have to have a ownership over a friendship. That's your
for me, that's one way for me not to be your friend. Like, I joke and say, no, you can't be friends with my best friend. That's just a joke. You can be friends with my friends. I don't care. You know, I don't care. My friends are likable-ass people. Hey, if I like them, you should like them, too, because they're likable-ass. And so, yeah, that's what I meant with it. And I just didn't understand why she acted that way so much. So I just stopped hanging with her. I just stopped. Like, I don't have a reason to hang out with you because you don't know how to, one, you don't, you already act stuck up anyway. And only I know, it seems as though I'm the only person in my world that knows how to deal with stuck up ass people. I'm not stuck up, but I know how to deal with them. And Medisa is too funny. So let me read her comments because she's in the chat room and she is talking up the storm. She said, I told you about the ungrateful people, and when they show you that side of them, they don't deserve shit. And she says, what are we in grade school? I hate people like that. Grown folks shouldn't act like that. And you're right. And she was already in her mid-20s. When I was friends with her, she was already in her mid-20s. And, you know, we were both in our mid-20s. And I was like, you know, I just can't be friends with people like that. I just can't do it. It's not going to – my life does not revolve around me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have other shit to do. I have other friends to hang out with. You know, I'd much rather go to the movies with other people. I don't want to go to the movies with you. You kept me as the last person on earth. And she said that the same thing happened to her. I'm like, bye, Felicia. Go begging ass. Not begging ass. Because you're a beggar. But, yeah. Oh, yeah. We don't have time for people like that. Like, friendship should not be difficult.
No, not at all.
It shouldn't be difficult at all. I understand you. You understand me. We're okay in this life. Like, I can, you know, say something and automatically your best friend will understand what I'm talking about. Because for some reason, we have some fucked up personalities. And we understand shit out of each other. Like, we can act like a couple of days ago we had the same thought at the same time. Like, I'm like, what? You know what? I'm not doing this with you. I'm not on that same wavelength with you. I'm not doing this today. So that's what friendships are supposed to be like. They're not supposed to be hard. They're not supposed to be difficult. They're not supposed to be tedious. They shouldn't be brain racking. They shouldn't be none of that. The same thing, you know, with some relationships. Some of us are very selfish in our relationships. Now, some things I'm not willing to share. You know, sometimes I'm not willing to share my food. Sometimes I actually really be hungry. No, I'm not going to share my food all the time. I even
You weren't trying to share early today. That's a damn show.
And then, what's so funny, I did say you want one, and you never responded, so I ate the...
I'm not about to get my fingers bit off. No. You was in a zone.
Medisa's comment still continues. She said, coming to a party, eating up all the food and drinking up all the drink. Oh, God. People like that tear my nerves up. Like, they get under my skin so far. So you only came here. Well, I can't say that because today my mood is I'm only here for bitches and the drinks. Only reason I'm here.
Okay, so,
I was listening to Trey Songz, and you know, I poured too much Hennessy in my drink, so I might be a little lit at this point. Just a little bit.
Lord. Taylor?
I got nothing. I can't deal today.
I can't deal today.
You know, okay. So you know what else tears my nerves up? When you have friends of the opposite sex, but their partner has a problem with you, but they try to make it seem like it's you.
Girl, that ain't my life story. You don't know my life.
Like, ma'am, I've only met you once. I've only seen you once, but you have a problem with me? What? No, I have a problem with you. I saw you in passing, first of all. It wasn't like it was like, you know, say this is so-and-so, so-and-so, this is Ted. That's not what happened. It was like I was doing a high drive. Hey, how you doing? Hey, I'll call you later. Next thing I know, you and your feelings because I commented something on Facebook and you and your feelings about it. Then when you found out who I was, you tried to friend request me and you got denied and blocked. So you and your feelings about that. Ma'am, I don't know you, number one. Number two, I don't know you. And number three, how you trying to come for me? I don't know you. And you don't know me. So then you thought, then he thought it was okay to come up to my job. Because he wanted to see a movie, came up to my job, and he brought her with him. So I'm minding my business. He saw me. He was like, hey, how you doing? You know, what you doing? Yeah, just like general conversation. So now she's standing off to the side. She's standing there like eye rolling and, ma'am, do you have a personal problem? She's like, huh? I'm like, do you have a personal problem? She's like, oh, well, you know, you didn't, well, I didn't what? I didn't even know it was you. Like, what the fuck? Like, I only seen you in passing one time. And you and your feelings about me like that, for real? Why? Oh, well, I'm not trying to be funny, but okay. I don't got time for neither one of y'all. Okay. Next, moving on. Like, I'm not, you're not about to put me in the middle of this bullshit. Because I can see right now that you want some bullshit, and you want some bullshit because you keep bringing it to my attention. Mm-hmm. Like, we could be talking about some random something that don't have nothing to do with her, and then you just bring her into the conversation. Oh, okay, so you're trying to bring it to my attention so it could be something. Okay, you're a negative Nancy, and you're a pain in the ass, and neither one of you know how petty I am. Okay. Mm-mm. Nope.
Mm-hmm.
So now we just hit ignore.
But do you think that the friendship should suffer because this person doesn't have good sense, this other person?
I think that, no, I don't. But if you're, this is just me. If I have a problem with something that you're doing, I'm not afraid to say, hey, listen, this right here, what you're doing, I don't like it. And if whatever she is to you has a personal, like she has a problem with me, that's something you need to address with her, number one. Number two, I don't need to hear about it. Because you're, like, whatever y'all two argue about is whatever y'all two argue about. But now you're bringing it to my attention as if though I'm doing something wrong. I'm not doing anything wrong. And you know I'm petty. You know.
Oh, Betty, we know, you know that you're petty.
Yes, so that doesn't work. Because you got one more time to say something about me before I bring something up about you, to you. But I'm not going to go through a third party. I'm going to go directly to you. And I've said this more than once, and I said it in a nice way, and I said it in a tailor way, and I went as far as to say it in a nice image way. And we still keep doing this. And we still back at it. So no, I don't. Nope. Because it's not me. It's not coming from me. I don't have a problem with her. Never said nothing to her, never said nothing out of the way, never was mean to her or anything. When I saw her, I was like, oh, hey, you know? Never said nothing else out of the way. But I guess she has an issue with me based upon whatever the hell she pulled out the sky. That's not my fault. So she goes back. This is my problem. She's telling you how she feels about me, and you decided that it would be a good idea to tell me. Mm-mm. Y'all keep that shit over there. You keep that between you. You work that out. Because I don't got a problem with neither one of y'all. I'm not saying I'm going to bat for this bitch, but I ain't going to let her get hit by a car.
Shit.
I'm not going to risk myself. Like, all I'm going to shove her out the way, but I'm not going to jump in the way. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm not. That's not to say I don't like her.
Okay. So I'm going to give Medisa's comment. She said to my question. She says, hell no, but at the same time, it gets to be too much, and people have too much other stuff going on to deal with other people's silly behaviors. That friend needs to check that inappropriate behavior in their mate. And that's what you, sometimes you got to check them bitches that's built. Right? And like me, I can get along with you. Anybody. I can get along with anybody. I can laugh, I can joke, I can ha-ha, hee-hee. But if I catch you coming out your face sideways about me, and I ain't been there to
okay.
you, or you sideways looking at me for whatever reason because you haven't asked who I am, or nothing, you just automatically, you're a cute girl. Oh, you probably screwing her. No. Doesn't go down like that in the camp. Doesn't go down. You can ask me who I am, or you can ask the question of the person that you're, you know, wanting to communicate with. You don't have to, literally. And somebody told me I was rude for doing it, and I told them how many fucks I gave. We had gone out one night, and somebody had asked best friend, is that before even asking him, she had already looked at me, rolled her eyes, and scrunched up her face for whatever reason, like, ugh. One, I know I'm not ugh, so therefore, you're just a hater, but okay. So she then asked, is that your girlfriend? Best friend says, no, that's not my girlfriend, that's my best friend. You mean best friend with benefits? He was like, no. And then I caught wind of it. I was like, girl, bye. What? So then they continue, you know, whatever they're doing for the night or whatever. And so now I was in the restroom, and then it was told to me that she was coming out to eat with us. Oh, okay. This is the same chick that screwed up her face to me. Right. Oh, okay. Yeah, she's not going to sit here for long. And she didn't sit there for long. And he told me I was rude. I don't care. What you're not going to do is screw your face up at me and you don't know the situation. Don't do that. Ask, then you can screw up your face. Unless, I mean, like, what is your purpose? Like, what? Now, if she would have tried it a whole different way, spoke without scrunching up her face, she probably would have had a nice little old meal right there at the Waffle House laughing and joking with us. But no, that bitch go sit by yourself. You own punishment for rolling your eyes at me. What? Don't do that. Don't do it. I can either give you a happy life or make you miserable as hell. Pick one.
I'm going to give you the option. You decide.
You pick one. You pick it. Because either way, it ain't going to bother me, none. Because Patty Betty lives deep inside me, and she don't know how to act sometimes.
And I wasn't even drunk that night. I was actually pretty damn sober. So, therefore, you got the real deal shit right there. Babe, go sit in the corner. Come on, sit over there by yourself. And just text him while you're sitting over there. Because you ain't about to sit here at this table. You can't sit here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just how it goes. Like, you know, I'm never going to make anybody feel uncomfortable unless they made themselves. Made that little bed themselves. And now you got to lie in it. Just lay there. Lay your simple ass down. Take a nap. So, yeah, that's why I'm with them for. Like, don't. No. And you can ask any other chick that's tried to date best friends. I've been nice to them. They walk up to me, hey, girl, how you doing? I'm good when I'm not around. Where your best friend is? It's so funny. See? That bitch would never know that about me at this point. She would never know that. So, yeah, that's why I'm in that, you know, oh, well, two tears in the bucket. As I sip my Hennessy.
I just don't get it. I don't get it. I don't bother people.
It's just not.
I actually,
you know, sometimes.
People.
You know, sometimes it's not for us to get. You ever think about, like sometimes I'm like, oh, I just don't get it. But you know what? It's not for us to get because people are so stuck and so stupid acting that you're like, you know what? I'm going to let you be stupid by yourself. Because sometimes stupid just needs to be alone. Just sit over there by yourself on punishment forever. Like, it's just not going I don't know about these people and their ways and... You know, and I know how to share my best friend. I know how to let him be in a relationship. Go be in a relationship. Go. Have fun. My other friends, go. Be in a relationship. Because clearly I'm the single bitch in my family, in my friends. I ain't got no man. Whatsoever. So clearly, I have no life outside of my kids. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. So we're gonna kind of transition. Dre, did you have something else? Did you have something to say?
No.
Okay. So we're gonna transition into the second piece of our lovely show. Oh, wait a minute. I gotta remember what it was. Bless my spirit, Lord. Oh. So. While we were eating out today, it was so funny that Dre had to point it out to me because I was like, what are you talking about? Whatever. So why, and I want to try to understand this, why so many older gentlemen, and I'm talking about 40 plus, still have cornrows in their head. I know this is the funny part of the show. Why do they still have cornrows?
And they only got three strands of hair.
Man, that dude right there, boy, he had genuine cornrows.
And now I don't understand. I seen this man today. This man had no hair in the middle of his head. Like, it was like the bald spot. But he had some hair on the sides. So what he tried to do was he had dreads. So apparently what he thought was going to happen was that the dreads on the side was going to cover up the bald spot. It didn't pan out that well.
So his head was probably looking like Russell Simmons' damn brother. You know, Jeff Jam. He took it down. He had dreads all hanging down. It looked long as shit. And that's when he took his hat off and he got a Georgia.
Mm.
And then on top of that, so, all right, so, sir, you're clearly in the 40-plus department. Like, you're pushing, like, 55. Explain to me why you're trying to look like you're 22. Like, you still, like, you like, a Christian, like, you're rocking the, you guys remember the sparkly shirts, the Christian Audigier, what is it, Audigier, whatever his name is? Y'all remember those? With the spiders on them and all the other stuff? It looked like graffiti?
Yeah.
No? So, why, first of all, why are you wearing anything, why are you wearing that? And then you got these, I don't even know if they're considered jeans, but they're tight, and then you got like Air Force Ones on. You're trying to look like you're in your 20s, sir. You are a senior citizen, okay? You should stop.
Did you say a junior citizen? What? Did you say a junior citizen or a senior citizen?
A senior citizen.
Girl, I was going to say, what the hell is a junior citizen? Like, what is that? Okay.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Come on, me. With the thickest glasses on I have ever seen. Like, them suckers get thick.
People wear glasses.
I understand that. But here's the thing, though. Like, you can't. Like, these glasses had weight to them. Like, they were solid. And you know that he had them for a while because them jokers looked like they was heavy. They wasn't even sitting up on his nose. Like, them suckers was heavy. They was thick. They looked like plated glass. Like, Like, who said it was okay for you to come outside like that?
Somebody loved him.
And you could tell he was old from the way he was trying to talk to me. He was like, come in now, girl. What?
Hey, listen. That doesn't mean that somebody is old. They might just be a little country. That doesn't mean that they're old. That's how I talk. Hey, come in, baby.
See, again, that's different. Okay. You're still not a senior citizen, though.
I'm knocking on a senior's door. I'm joking. I'm not.
He came out of the senior citizen building. That's the dead giveaway.
Jesus Christ. I'm tired of saving people to this day. I'm trying to save the people. And I can't save nobody.
No.
Everybody's just falling off the ledge.
No, just I don't know. I was like, wait, what? You guys, I mean, he looked and I wanted to take a picture, but I was like, that's mean. But he looked a mess, a complete mess. And you just came outside, and then the other senior citizens probably was like, wow, like he looks good. Matter of fact, you know who it was? The Ed Hardy. You remember the whole Ed Hardy phase where everybody had the little the designs on their shirts and shit, sparkly spiders
yeah.
and shit?
Yeah.
He had one of those shirts on. Okay. He had some jean tight pants things happening in Air Force One. And he had dreads on the side and none on the top, and he was trying to make a ponytail. But he'd only had a couple in the back.
Okay, so listen. I have, but I have Medusa's here in the chat room. She says, braids are to hide their balding spots or balding scalp. The clothes are trying to hide their sagging waistlines and erectile dysfunction. she says these old asses are in a time warp, and it's the Viagra. So listen, I like a nice dressing man. There's a difference between being nicely dressed and dressing like you're 21. There's a difference, okay? There's nothing wrong with, you know, a nice pair of jeans, a nice belt, a nice shirt. There's nothing wrong with that. But when you look like you just went shopping in your great-grandson's closet or the thrift store, and he may have gotten that shirt from the thrift store that somebody sent over there, and he probably only got it for $2. He probably did. Can't knock him on his hustle about his $2 shirt. But there's a line between all that. You know what I mean? Like, he should go ahead and let the dreads go. Like, if you look like George Jefferson's cousin Bob or whatever, you need to go ahead and let them go. Let them go. Cut them off. It's all right. Throw that head-hearted T-shirt away and get you something else to wear. It's all right. We would understand. I'm not going to talk about his glasses because I wear glasses, and Dre tells me I need to get some new ones because he feels like I can't see. But I can see. I see fine.
What do you say?
Oh, I can see. I can see. And I can hear. So, don't talk about me. But it's just there's certain things, like, you don't have to try to keep up with the 20-year-old. Why are you competing with them? That's just, like, how I feel about older women who try to compete with younger women. Why are we competing for the same man? You old asshole, go compete for that old man that you need to be with, not for a man that's my age. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, I shouldn't feel like me and Miss Opal should be trying to get the same man. That's like me and my neighbor. Y'all already know the situation with my neighbor. That's like me and my neighbor trying to date the same man. So, fuck, what? She got a different advantage than I do. She can take her motherfucking teeth out. I can't do that shit.
Did this person say she can take her teeth? You know what?
She went out.
She's... She could take her
hating
teeth
on the gummy.
You know what?
Hating on the gummy. Oh my God. That's a whole nother level of hate right there. Man, you know you mad when you hating on the gummy.
It's not fair. You can take your teeth out. It's not fair.
I can't take your teeth out. I've been trying to.
Well, Jamie, you know. Just go out there and give it your all.
She said she can take her teeth out. This dummy said, go give it your all. Don't give it too much.
You ain't here last week. We still want you to.
Yeah, you wasn't here last week. You missed it. That nut that's in the chat room. Okay. Oh, my God.
So listen, Taylor, you're going to have to go back and listen to last week's show because Medisa gave us a wonderful soundbite about just giving your best at everything that you do. And so, therefore, we can't do nothing without giving our best. And so, I can't give my best if I can't take my teeth out. I can't compete with that shit. Like, I can't even do it.
You know what?
All I can do, baby, is stick my booty out a little bit more than she can at this point because my back still works.
I can't. She said my back still works. If Medisa said, and she gave a speech about giving your all, I will pass. I feel like you have to hear it.
You have to hear that because that shit was fucking funny. Girl,
was
I laughed on a healthy play. I was in tears now.
You laughed from a healthy place?
I laughed from a healthy place. And then I'm going to tell you about this, because the next day I was talking to one of my friends through text message, and I was like, you know what, I really need to set eyes on you, because, you know, I've been really worried with all the situations that's going on or whatever. I need to set eyes on you. I need you to, you know, come by, whatever. This fool says, I will do my best. I died. He was like, why are you laughing? I said, because,
You gotta hear the whole combo, Taylor. Then when you see what she was actually talking about, doing your best and giving it your all, you're gonna fall the fuck out.
You just go out and you do your best. You give it your all.
And she sounded so much like a damn, she sounded like a cool teacher for real.
She felt like somebody's mama. Like, well, baby, just give it your all. Give it your all. I said, you know what? There's some shit right there. Oh, gosh. I suggest you go back and click on that and just listen. When you fell down and you just, you know, I need some good laughter in my soul. That is going to reach down into your soul so deep and pull out a laugh that you did not know was there. And, honey,
so that shit was funny.
That shit was hilarious.
Because
I know you probably was wondering the picture that we posted in group chat or whatever. You were probably like, what the hell is this picture?
I didn't even ask. I just, you know what, I'm not even going to get involved. I feel like, because when I saw it, I was in the middle of doing something else. I said, I'm not going to ask, because now I'm going to look crazy, because I'm going to bust out laughing, and people are going to be like, the hell's going on with her? She's crazy.
Go back and then you'll understand the picture, and then you'll be like, y'all ain't got this since God gave a fly. But that's okay. That's all right. That's what we do. And this fool is in this dog on group chat, in the chat room, talking about some of the little engine that couldn't. I'm done talking to her for this evening. I'm done talking to her. Because we're not going to talk about that. Or whatnot. So, we've kind of talked about everything at this point. We kind of have an open forum. Lord have mercy, why do I open up shit on my Facebook page while I'm talking to y'all? Why? What in the world? Jesus be a thing. But, yeah, so it's kind of open for them out here in the world. Did you want to circle back around to the hair follicles and whatnot?
No, you know what? I'm sorry. I have something I'd like to say to these grown-ass people on my timeline. Yes. These grown-ass people, okay, you are into your 30s. Some of you old people are pushing 40. If I see one more picture of a damn Pokemon on my timeline.
Man,
okay,
oh, my God. I don't care.
I don't care that you're out catching them all, okay?
People just playing that shit. They must have got beat up.
The most dumbest thing I have ever seen.
People just playing it, man. They had to have no life when they was coming up.
I thought what it was that they just came out with a new game. You know how they got Pokemon Silver, they got Pokemon Elite. I was like, oh, they came out with a new game. Cool. I remember Pokemon. You know, in my younger days, I used to watch it. Cool. No, what it is just your phone and your GPS, and you walk around wherever the hell you're at, and you catch Pokemon. Now, as I'm scrolling, I happen to just click on the little hashtag Pokemon. There are people who are driving off cliffs.
Mm-hmm.
There are people walking off cliff, and there are people who are actually getting robbed and everything else.
Yeah, man.
Wait a minute, honey. You got people finding dead bodies.
Yep.
Two dead bodies have been found within the last week because of Pokemon.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And I didn't know it was real until I sat in the park with Best Friend yesterday, and I watched these dumbass people walking around looking for Pokemon in the park. And their kids was just walking around, and their kids was just strolling. One little boy talking about, some mommy, where are you? He's lost. Little boy, you're lost at this point.
Didn't know where his mom was at all. She hunting the Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. Like, what in the world? Then you have children knocking on strangers' doors saying, you got a Pokemon in your house. Can I come get it?
I know, right? I can't believe a little bastard knocked on my door today.
See? Dre got Pokemon in his house.
I can believe that.
You're so stupid. We saw Pokemon in the
back. I know, right?
But it doesn't make sense. Like, you're knocking on people's doors, and that's how people are being robbed and this, that, and the third, because supposedly they have Pokemon in their houses, and people are knocking on these people's doors and just going in, or just going into these people's homes. So it's just stupid. There's certain places they should not be. They shouldn't be in your car.
Yeah, because he's lucky. I like his little ass. And his mama got a donk.
Do you know what?
It always circles back around to something, huh? Always.
I mean, I ain't tried to holler at her. She got a booty. She got a booty.
What?
She got a booty.
It should be to the point of where they shouldn't have them in people's homes. It shouldn't be in people's cars. Like,
but
they
see, the thing
be
is,
in that
you don't
place.
Know where they are at, because it's basically like she said, it's a map, and it's on your GPS. They can be in your toilet. They can be anywhere. Like, one dude, he was at the park, he was flicking his phone, the damn Pokemon was on this other dude's damn head.
Wow.
And it's crazy, man. And to me, just like I told, we was talking about it in one of my groups, I think it's just a distraction to them, keep us from thinking about what the real deal is going on in the real world. Because, you know it's a distraction when it's already, all they're talking about on the news is like, this is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So we shall not be distracted by Pokemon. How about that? Not download me.
No,
shit.
Not at all.
Don't ask me if I got a Pokemon in my goddamn house. No. No. This is, you won't.
Well, he didn't ask me. Did he? He said, can he come in and get it? He already knew it was in here.
Mm-mm.
Then he talking about,
I wish somebody would knock on my door and say, you got a Pokemon in your house.
Somebody was out there messing with him, because he always outside and he always chilling. I thought somebody might have been messing with him, or he might have locked himself out the house and used the bathroom or something. This neck going to say, Mr. Drake, can I come in and get a Pokemon? Like, what the fuck?
Don't ask me. I don't want to. But you got grown people out here playing me. That's what they do.
I think it's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
not gonna play that game.
What kind of what kind of damn battery these people got on their phone, because that's trying to tell you. It's like it'll eat your damn battery alive. And they were out there for like hours last night hunting for damn Pokemon.
I don't know. He was out there watching them play Pokemon. So, listen, okay. So, as we talk about these timelines, what? Why you say that?
I was just waiting on you. I thought you about to go in. Because every time you say, listen, it's about to be juicy.
Whatever. So, as I'm perusing, there is this person that is on my phone. And yes, he is openly gay. But he is messy. Oh my God. He is messy. Like, he is a messy for real. I ain't never seen no, he's so messy. He got the worst in the old. Remember I posted something like this, how you a messy male and you gossip like a redhead ghetto chick? Like, and I understand that you got a book coming out. That's so awesome, wonderful, but you are messy to the point of you know, you probably screwed your neighbor's man.
Wow.
Like, yeah, and you just posted a picture talking about, so it goes down in my DMs and this and he's a messy boot.
Oh, so he went in there and we trying to expose people. That's the way to get you right there.
He's a messy boot. He's a messy boot.
That's a good way you get your damn head knocked off right there. You don't do that. You're going to be messy.
And I just, you know, well, I was talking
that,
to you.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Ain't that the damn pot calling the kettle black? Dre, you messy as hell.
No, I
ain't you petty.
No,
Dre ain't going to do that.
I mean, I could, Dre ain't going to do true, that. I could be real messy and expose a whole heap of people. But I don't do that. I don't do that. That's not me.
Okay.
That is not me. I'm talking about like all the ones that be claiming that they sick of Negroes and they boyfriends ain't this, that, and the third, hooping and hollering all the time, and then turn around and then you doing basically the same thing. It's like, y'all see why they messing you over. It's just like, it's one that's on my page I used to work with, like, and she's gorgeous, little mixed chick, but I never knew how it went down with her and her damn, like, her and her baby father, whatever. And it's like every other day, I ain't even gonna say every other day, it's like every day she got a hate post up. And I'm like, as long as you keep posting that shit, she gonna keep doing it. So it really don't make no difference. Like, just go on ahead and get over it. Because to me, it's like, you talking about, well, he don't do nothing for my child and yada, yada, yada. But if you know he don't do nothing for your child, why you just keep trying to put him on blast? To me, it seems like you holding a grudge. If you know he's sorry, you know what I'm saying, he ain't doing what he's supposed to, just go ahead and just do it. Forget him. Because then
it exposes her, because you made that decision. Like you had to know, like, okay, this nigga ain't shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know he ain't shit, So why do you keep posting it every day? And then and the dude is obviously on your Facebook page. Like, if it's that bad, man, just go ahead and just go ahead and be like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm tired of complaining about it on Facebook. I'm just going ahead and just do me and my child. Forget you.
Yeah, I thought that's what it should be. You knew he wasn't shit from the beginning.
From the beginning.
And you always know when somebody's an ain't shit ass person, but we choose not to look to it.
Mm-hmm.
They get you and then
wonder why we going through half of what we going through. Well,
yeah, that's why I said, man, this 2016 is the year of the fuckboy syndrome, boy. Because the fuckboys are winning. Like,
I'm not even playing in there. It's a
different fuckboy post. Every time I turn around, I'm like, damn, is everybody on Facebook playing with fuckboys? Like, what the fuck?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Yeah, me either.
I'm single. Minding my own business. Say something, Dre. Say something I don't like. Say something I don't like, Dre.
I'm just saying. I ain't messing with you. You've been drinking Hen Doggy Dog. I ain't fucking with you.
Hen Doggy Dog, though?
Yep. That Hen Doggy Dog.
Whatever. I just don't understand. And then, like, you just, I don't understand why you continue doing the dumb stuff. Like, you are, do you feel like that's what you attract? Is it, do you think it's okay? Like, I don't understand that people's lives like that. I don't understand it. Maybe it's not for, once again, here's one of those situations where it's not for us to kind of understand it.
It's a whole lot of stuff I'm getting to. I'm sick of it, though. And I never thought that I would say this. I'm sick of them twerk videos, man. Oh, my God.
So, I'm sick of twerk videos, too. You want to know something? Videos we don't never want to see ever in life. I'm telling you why.
For real. And I'm like, oh, my God, man. It's like this generation is, it's all about turning up and quick videos. Like, what the fuck is really going on?
Yeah.
I don't even think they know.
No, listen. So, y'all know I stop and talk to my neighbor just about every day or every other day because, like, I stop and check on her because, you know, I just be worried about it. The other day, I stopped to talk to her because she had just had her birthday and her family took her out. Her whole family came in. So, I'm just glad that she was able to get out. That was my main purpose in just stopping to check on her. They showed me that my 85-year-old
at her party. Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something about your life. I told her, I said, you are not allowed to go out again after 8 o'clock else. I bet not ever get another video of you twerking. You are somebody's great-grandmama. Not just, you are supposed to be a responsible adult.
What you twerking?
A pillar in the community. But you... is out here twerking.
She a pillar. She a pillar for that twerking.
This same woman I was talking about, her teeth. But anyway, this is why we have these issues with these older women out here trying to get our younger men. She out here twerking. But she twerking.
And she's like,
out here twerking and taking her teeth out.
Oh,
and ain't putting on no bra.
Right there. I can't compete with you taking your teeth out. That shit funny. Oh, my God.
I can't compete with that shit. I can't compete with that. I can't compete with you taking your teeth out. I can't do it. I can't take mine out of my head. I can't compete with it. I think I'm about to post that on my Facebook page and see what people pray.
They gonna probably think you're crazy.
They already think I'm crazy.
What's Medisa doing?
I don't know. She's,
she
not,
okay?
She's not talking in the chat. She's still on the phone.
Okay.
Trying to get her throat together.
She is good old.
Lord, Taylor, what you
hot,
said?
We are super hot tea with some lemon and some honey. And then kind of sparkle with some salt water.
Talking about this hooked job.
I can't compete with a woman who can take out her teeth.
Did you really just post that?
Yep.
And post.
Boy, your page about to be lit.
If you didn't think I had inbox posts before.
Man, oh my God, them first buckets on your page. Jeez.
Not jeez. Like, okay, so, wait a minute, I'm going to explain. So, Medisa's saying good night. Good night, honeybee. We will talk to you soon. Feel better and whatnot.
I hope your throat feels better.
Good night.
I hope your throat feels better. You're off the weekend. So just no talking, just drinking hot tea.
Yeah, tea only, Medisa. You know how you do.
Uh-oh.
Don't pour no alcohol in there. Just
don't pour no
with some honey and some lemon.
Lock the file, Sam.
And that's
lock
not honey, and that does, that means real honey, not honey jack, not that. Real honey.
She said honey jack.
Pure honey. Oh, that Jack Daniel's honey is good. You boy. Oh, you ain't think, you don't remember I drink brown liquor. I do drink brown liquor from nap time to good. Good night, boo. I like brown liquor sometimes, and it makes puts me in a freak every week. Maybe I'm cheating on Jose and Patron with Hennessy.
Yeah, because you ain't let the end doggy dog be more strong here last couple of days.
Man, I got a bottle to finish. And then I poured too much in there today. And the bottle still ain't empty. I said, take that bottle. What the shit? Got that bottle. It's a big bottle, too. And I still got this bottle of Ciroc over here, too, that I ain't finished.
Wow.
Yep.
I smoke all my apple pie that I ate some mistakes out of it, so I'm pretty surprised.
Speaking of that, what the hell is freaking apple pie in a jar?
Well,
it is bootleg liquor.
Yeah, and you don't learn that.
You drinking moonshine?
You from New York City.
New York City.
You know.
See,
Taylor,
is drinking moonshine.
If you would just come on down here and stop tripping and just move, you would get the joy of the pleasures and the benefits of the moonshine. But no, you want to stay in Jersey, in hot Jersey. You want to stay up there with the wretched. And have big fun with the wretched.
I know you ain't talking about nobody else having big fun with the wretched.
We're not going to talk about my weekend over the weekend, okay? Because what stays on the party bus, okay?
I don't know what happened on the party bus because I wasn't on the party bus. I'm in my feelings. This thing just put me deep into my feelings.
Oh, good.
She should have been on the party bus.
Hey, I told her to come on the party bus, but she had to go be at some wedding or something. I don't know. She chose not to be on the party bus.
That's fine. That's fine. Go out. Have big fun with Richard. Keep going out and being having fun without me. Have more fun without me and see what happens. Your hair gonna fall out from the root to your hair follicle.
Ball in hot
wind. Uh oh, somebody done liked my post talking about something. I can't compete with women who can take their teeth out. I can't compete.
Oh my goodness. Why?
And he's old too. He's some old man too.
See?
That's funny.
And he probably got an Ed Hardy shirt in his closet, see?
He probably got that white one and that black one.
He got the black one with the sparkly spider on the back.
Okay, so back to the question that we asked about, are you selfish or what? Now, there are people who have commented on the page and said, Jason Jones says, being an only child, I am able to share. Scott Williams says he's mad, selfish, and he loves it. And then Ben says,
God, come on,
sharing
Chief.
Is caring.
Come on, Scott.
Sharing is caring.
It depends when it's caring.
Okay.
Tell
me a situation.
I'm about like Taylor. I don't like sharing my food. I ask you if you want something to be nice, but don't reach over me on my plate.
That's what I did tonight. I asked you nicely about the real.
Man, I was not about to go for that real. I mean, I got raw back straight nubs where you was keeping.
You're real food, you know.
They was gonna eat her. She was all sweet and innocent when her plate came over. She ain't gonna eat all of this. This is too much. I ain't heard nothing but straight smacking.
I wasn't even smacking. I don't smack when I eat.
Shit. Them damn real ass, you over there smacking and dancing. Just like that Winnie the Pooh damn thing. My attitude when I'm about to eat. That shit was hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, Taylor, what are you and Mr. Ed Hardy going out? You giving the number?
Oh, no. I told him to go right back on in the senior citizen building where it's cool at and have a good day.
Oh, Taylor, come on. You could have gave that man a shot. You could have got that pinch.
No, I'm okay.
I had once thought about dating an older person, but that's just not for me. Like, I kind of stay within my range. Like, the oldest now, I mean, I don't know, but I think I'm okay. You know, I'm okay. I'm all right.
Oh, Lord, right. This child right here, that's the straight hint you talk.
What are you talking about, Willis?
It's a straight Hennessy talk. Your words is flying and everything.
No, they're
sound
not.
Like the you sound like the leak.
No, my words are not slurring.
So tell me.
Whatever.
Tell her to wake up. Is
Taylor
sleeping?
Wait a minute.
Is she sleeping?
Did you say she's sleeping?
Nope.
No, she's still on the phone line.
What are you talking about? See, there you go. Always starting some mess. No, I asked you a question, but you didn't say that.
You asked me was when me and Mr. Ed Hardy going out, and I said not, and I told him to take his behind back in the seat. What did you ask me?
When are you moving to NC?
I'm not moving to North Carolina no time soon.
Hurry up.
How you going to get? Well, I mean, I cannot do it. I have, you know, things I need to take care of first.
True, but you still need to hurry up.
What kind of boy?
Yeah, hurry up so I can get on your nerves in HD.
Dear Lord.
You're not going to get on my nerves, baby. I know how to not answer my phone, and I know how to not answer my door. It's okay.
Well, you want people, word, and how we do?
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. I'm not going to cry. Maybe realize. I'm not going to shed no tears. But you don't open that door.
What the what?
Yep.
But you know what, Dre?
Fresh cookies and drinks made too when we get there.
And you know what? When you go over there, Dre, this is what you do. You give it your all, and you do your
best.
Terrible. So
just gonna go over there and get on her nerves in HD.
Do your best when you do it. Just do your best.
Yep.
Mm-mm.
Do your best. You know what?
It's Southern hospitality.
I've been drinking.
My eyes
so we just, oh, Lord. So we just freeballing, right?
Why are you freeballing?
I said we are freeballing because ain't no more questions. Ain't no more questions. That's why I said we just freeballing right now. Ain't no more questions.
You mean freestyling?
Oh, Lord.
I guess you're turning freeballing.
This heifer, the Hennessy done turned her into a damn rapper. She done said freestyle. She done turned into 8 Mile. She damn Eminem now. She ready to rap.
Oh, okay.
Too much.
You ain't no piss.
I got it. Shut up, stupid. But, so tomorrow's Saturday. Don't have anything planned for my life. I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to mind my business and stay in my lane.
Oh, my God.
So, I got Bobby's staying in their lane for a second. My lane is my lane. Your lane is your lane. Stay in your lane. I'm going yours.
Absolutely.
I don't go into yours. You stay out of mine. I'm tired of people piggybacking off of shit. I'm tired. I'm beyond tired. I'm going to need you to get your own shit. Bitch, stop riding back.
Oh, my God. She's still doing little Kim verses.
What's wrong with little people look Kim? They look like little Kim. Because right now, Kim don't look like Kim.
When you said it today, like, you came straight out of left field with that.
Bitches need to stay in their lane. That's what. Bitch, stay in your lane. If you are in the far left lane, don't you bring yourself into the right lane.
Don't you bring yourself into the right lane.
just come over here.
No, I definitely agree.
I was about to go into another tangent about something else. Go on here, girl.
I definitely agree. Like, this is where I'm going. This is where you're going. Stay from over here, and I won't come over there. I completely agree.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, this my area. You stay in your area. Everybody's cool.
Yeah. Exactly.
I know that's right. I'm going to give you an Ed Hart shirt.
If you go get you an Ed Hart shirt, then I'm no longer your friend. Okay, all right. Glad that we have that understanding. And then my last piece of rant before we close out. I am so sick of people acting like single life is such a bad thing. Being single is not a bad thing. It is not a horrible thing. It is not like we got the bubonic plague. It is not bad. I'm sick of you people who are just woe at me stuck in being single. Get you a fucking hobby. Read a goddamn book and do something.
Oh my God. Taylor, this girl, Taylor, she going off
the there's nothing I can say. She over there spitting some gospel. Ain't nothing I can say.
So,
she said, go get a book.
That's what I meant with you. Go read a book. Write a book. Listen to
a book. Oh, my God.
Draw a fucking picture. Matter of fact, you can go color as far as I care. Like.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
But don't just be like, oh, I'm so single. What is my life about? Bitch, get you a life. Get you a life. Being single is not so hard. It is not the last straw. There is somebody for everybody out here in this world. But I promise you on everything I like to love. You sitting at home in your rollers and your fucking slippers talking about some men ain't shit, guess what, bitch, you ain't either. Matter of fact, you look like shit. So therefore, that's why you ain't.
Oh my God.
Okay, with you.
Again, there's nothing I can say.
Oh, my God.
What? What, Drake? What?
Nothing.
I'm just saying. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. Because I am single, but I enjoy my life. I enjoy it. You don't see me sitting around talking about some, oh, God, he just ain't shit. I just wish he'd act like he got good sense because he just ain't shit, and I really like him. Bitch, what, where? I'm about to go out, and I'm going to put my good things on, and I'm going to perch my girls to the God, and I'm going to have a good time. I love it. My advice to anybody, any single woman, perch your girls to the God and go out and have a good time. Why are y'all laughing at me?
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. What? That's good advice.
Taylor, Taylor, Taylor.
I'm about to put that on my Facebook page. Perch. Oh, if I can fail. Perch your girls to the God. And have good time.
Oh my God.
Best hashtag, best advice ever.
Oh, Lord.
Hashtag the coup. Okay, well, guess what? I'm a little piece of lit. So, this is the only time you may hear me say it, but I wish I had somebody to rub on my butt, but oh well.
Taylor! Yes. Why are you yelling at me, sir? You was in charge. Just like D Ray told those girls on them. You in charge. Oh my God. Mute her. Do something.
I can't do nothing. She the one holding. She driving the car. What I'm gonna do? I can't do nothing. All I can do is put my seatbelt on, sir.
And just ride.
All I can.
That's right. That's my
yes.
Car. I put no seatbelt on and just motherfucking ride through these streets.
That's all I can do. Just put my seatbelt on. It's nothing I can do. Nothing I can do.
She can't stop me from turning left. But did you die? You still get in the car every time, but did you die?
Nope. Sure didn't.
Okay. We're gonna wrap it up here. Oh, okay. Taylor, make sure you go back and listen to the other show, though. And then
I'll
text me about it.
I will.
Jamie, make sure you go back and listen to tonight's show.
I will tomorrow. I usually listen on Saturdays when I'm sitting in the nail salon or whatever. And it's so funny. I'm telling y'all this when we're going to go. But last week, I was in the nail shop listening to the show. And my nail tech, she is so super funny and she's so super awesome. I love her. She was like, I was chuckling to myself, and she was like, what are you laughing at? I said, oh, I'm listening to my podcast. And she was like, it's you? I said, yeah. And she was like, can I hear it? I said, V, now listen now. There might be some things on this show that ain't for you. She was like, you are so funny. She said, I know some stuff is probably funny because you just have me cracking up every time you're in here. I said, that's just the people, and I like you, V. So, yeah. So, probably tomorrow when I take my daughter to go get her nails done, that's what I'll be doing, sitting in the nail shop listening to the playback. So, I'll probably chuckle to myself because I'm a little late. Just a little bit. What?
Ain't no little bit.
What? Smoke a little bit, drink a little bit. Oh, your friend is going to
Dre, stop treating her like that. Dre, stop treating her like that. Let her be great, okay? Let her be great.
Just let me be great. Okay, but another host. Taylor said.
Oh, my God.
Image. All day. Be great. Yes. Let me be awesome. Let me be greater than great. Let me just be. But anyway, what are you going to get ready to say? Good night, good people. And next week, I'm going to have to figure out what we're going to do because my best friend's having a baby, so I got to go down there and baby watch. So I'm on baby watch for the next week. Okay? So I don't know.
It's the final countdown? We getting there? It's the final countdown?
Yeah, we're on baby watch. So I'll be in Charlotte next weekend. I might take my laptop with me. I don't know yet. But I will let you all know what the situation is because we are officially on baby watch. Today was her last day of work. Well, we're just waiting for Nalia to get here, and we just want to just love on her because she says we've been waiting for too long. She needs to come home. And so yeah. So I'll let you guys know. But we're not back next week. We'll be back the following week with more shenanigans and whatnot. I promise not to be as lit as I am right now because I've been drinking Hennessy Black, and I poured too much in my cup, so I had to drink it all because I could not pour anything out my cup. So, yeah. Y'all be good to each other.
have a good weekend. Do everything that you think that I might do. And then tell me all about it because then tell me all about it because I'm not doing shit. So, yeah.
All right.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye, y'all.